Adoy noyuwa masher molach b'terem kol yitzil nivra. Very unique and special tefillah, which although we don't know its origin as far as the author of the tefillah is a little vague, we know that this tefillah already existed in the time of the Goyim, and Eli Rabbe brings down in Simen Mem Vov from the Mate Moshe, who brings down from the Goyim, Rav Yudah Achosid and Rav Haigoyim and others, that anybody that says this tefillah Adoyin Olam with proper kavana, they have a guarantee that their tefillah is amakub, and that nothing could be makatrik their tefillah. So clearly it's a very special tefillah. I'd like to analyze what's so special. We know that the tefillah starts with somewhat of a contradiction. Adoyin Olam asher molach b'terem kol yitzil nivra. We're talking about Hashem being the ruler, the king, before anything existed. B'terem kol yitzil nivra. The next sentence, right, is Le'is nasa b'cheftzei kol azay melech shemoy nikol. When everything is created, all that his will wanted to create, then he'll be proclaimed king. So we said, Adoyin Olam asher molach b'terem kol yitzil nivra. This is an old question. Just wanted to offer a possible explanation. One of the reasons why we started the tefillah with Adoyin Olam, we start Shachris and we mention Adoyin Olam asher molach, is found in the Kanfeyoin in his introduction. He brings down from a sefer that was born in front of the Goyim, that we want to bring the schus of Avram like they did by the Korbonis. They used to mention Chevron to bring the schus of the others. So too, Avram was the first one to call Hashem Adoin. So we want to insert the schus of Avram Avinu. Avram was Mesakin Tfilah Shachris. So we start with Adoin. The Goyim was very impressed with this pshat. But I think we have to think to the next level. Why is Avram identified as the one who called Hashem Adoin? Why is that so special? We see when Klai Yisrael go to be Eil HaRegel, with Nei Adoin Hashem, we use that phrase as well. Something special about Adoin. I think the idea is very simple. Chazal tell us that Rabbonon are called Melochim. Man Malki Rabbonon, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says in Psochim Daf Samach Vov that somebody who has anger, can't be a king. Somebody who suffers from the characteristic of anger. What's behind this? The Malbim explains that a real king is somebody who rules over himself. Okay, who's not subjected to pressure. That's a real king. So the Malbim says, first you have to rule over yourself. Paray saw a kingdom in Yosef, Chazal tell us. Ginune Melucha. And the Medrash goes on to say, Yosef's whole interaction with Eishes Potiphar and how he controlled himself and overcame all challenges. That was the Malchus of Yosef. And the Medrash goes through step by step. That's kingdom. That's Malchus. And the truth is that real kingdom exists only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because any boss of a dom, besides that, of course, they're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're totally in their people. Ein melech b'lo yom. You're a king because the people you rule over accept you as such. And if they would deny your kingdom, you're not a king. So you, in a sense, you're a slave. You're a slave to the people that proclaim you to be a king. When a person gets up to daven, they have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adoin. He's the ultimate ruler. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not somebody that you persuade, you address a weakness. Chas v'shalom. One should think that way. You know, as parents, we know a child could kick and scream and cry, and we give in at times, and sometimes we feel like, you know what, it's our weakness. We gave into something that we shouldn't have given into. That's not tefillah. Tefillah was a method that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his malchus, how to run the world. That we come and we daven. We have to know that we are not addressing any weakness. We're not persuading. There's no machshava rishoyne, machshava shniya. For Adam ayin lavod is Adam. Rashi says the beginning of Bereishis, the world was created, that rain doesn't fall without tefillah. Which means even something as natural as rain is linked to tefillah. That's how Hashem created the world. When we start the davening, we say, Adonai lo ma'asher malach b'terem kol yitzir. We understand. There's no weakness. There's no dependency. It's only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leis nasa b'cheftzei kol, azay melech shemoy nikra, they call him a melech, but his true adness was before anything existed. And we have to understand that as we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps that's the pshat in the Goyim, if we fully understand that, there could be no kitrig in our tefillah.